Yeah, we're going to focus today just on one pasuk because it is a pasuk that has two very different interpretations and also a very interesting Maamar Chazal from the Gemara that we're going to see. And I want to give it the right context and attention that it deserves. So we're going to focus in this morning on Perek Chaf Beis Pasuk He. So just as a reminder, hopefully the context will be helpful. The Perek is talking about a couple of different things Shlomo HaMelech is trying to kind of align with one another. Nivchar Shem Ye'ush Rab Mikesev Mizav Chein Tov. We talked about a shame being better than wealth, favor in the eyes of others better than gold and silver. The rich and the poor, Ashir V'Rash Nivkashi Wosei Kulam Hashem. Hashem makes the rich and the poor cross paths in their lives. Arum ra ra'a vinistar ufisayim avu v'nenashu. This is going to lead us into our pasuk. A shrewd person sees trouble coming and he takes cover. Ra'a ra'a vinistar. He sees bad things coming and he hides from them. Ufisayim avu v'nenashu. And the foolish ones, they just go head first, eyes closed, right into trouble. Ekev anava yiras Hashem usher v'chavod v'chaim. The effect of humility is fear of the Lord. Wealth, honor, and life, they all follow from living modestly, from living humbly. So it could be that somehow Anava, which is the focus of Pasuk Dalid, is the antidote to the Pisayim Avru V'nenashu, right? The Pasuk says that a smart person avoids confrontation with trouble, but the foolish person goes head in. So perhaps he's foolish because he lacks in modesty, humility. If he was more of a humble person, so then it would result to Yiras Hashem, it would lead him to Osher, it would lead to Kavod and Chaim. We're talking about someone who is lacking in all of these things. And then we arrive at our Pasuk for today. The Pasuk says, Sinim Pachim B'derech Ikesh, Shomer Nafsho Yirchak Mehem. In the English translation on the side, the translation goes as follows. Sinim Pachim are thorns and snares, are in the paths of the crooked, Shomer nafsho yirchak mehem. Someone who values his life will keep far away from them. So derech, every word in this pasuk can be translated in two different ways, which is why it is offered with so many drastically different commentaries. But for these purposes, let's translate it maybe a little bit more simply than the English here. Sinim and pachim are thorns and snares. They are bederech ikesh. They can be found in the crooked path. Meaning, if a person is going down the middle of the road and they swerve off to the right or to the left, so they're going to bump into things that are going to hurt them. Shomer nafsho yirchak mehem, someone who cares for their well-being, will distance himself or herself from them. Sinim pachem b'derech ikesh, there are thorns and snares on opposite sides of the road, and therefore a person should stay right in the middle and not get themselves into trouble. If you look at Rashi's comment on this pasuk, Rashi says, "Tzinim pachim him tmunim b'darchei hamaakesh drachav, kilomar yisurim muchanim lo." It's a reference, Rashi says, to yisurim, to those kinds of afflictions that Hashem imposes upon us during our lifetime. Shomer nafsho yirchak mehem shemi yasher ma'asav yinatzel mehem. Rashi says the idea the pasuk is saying is that Yisurim are a product of sin. That's clearly what Rashi's talking about. And therefore, a person should be miyashir ma'asav. You shouldn't live a crooked life spiritually. You should focus on the straight and the narrow. You should try and do things, let's say, the right way. And then yinatzel mehem, so then you won't encounter these Yisurim that Hashem places along the road. You'll be able to navigate them more effectively. The Malbim has an interesting take here, but the reason it's significant is because the Malbim reads the Pasuk as totally, meaning something totally different. Sinim, according to the Malbim, as we'll see in a second, refers to something that is sonain. Sonain meaning something that is cold. And Pachim refers to coals or something that is hot. In other words, the derech ikesh, the path, the swervy path of life, has extremes of hot and cold, not thorns and snares, but hot and cold. Take a look at how the Malbim read the pasuk, and then we'll go back in time to the commentary of the Gemara. Haderech hayosher betaluchos hanefesh hu haderech haemtzai. the right way to go in life is down the middle of the road. And if a person goes in either direction, if they try and engage in excess, or if they try and go to the opposite extreme of that deprivation, let's say, that's a derech ikesh. Try and stick to the middle. Nota min hayasha. The toughest lezem mashal min hateva. And Shlomo HaMelech here is offering us a measure, a metaphor or a proverb min hateva, from nature, from science, from the weather. It's kind of appropriate because the weather, it feels like the last few weeks has been a derech ikesh. The body benefits most from mild temperatures. If a person veers off to extreme heat, without getting into the science of what the Malbim thought the implications of overheating would be, we understand what he's trying to say, that he's going to get burned in something that's excessively hot. Vizekore pachim, shehim kecholim barim. Pachim is a way of referring to burning hot coals. Vahanota lekatzeach yisaron tigaver hatzinan. If a person goes to the opposite extreme of deprivation, that's freezing cold. Vahakor yatzmises adam, and that'll be bad for the circulation. Vizekore sinim. Choli haba al yudei rov hatzina. Sinim, maybe the best way to translate sinim in this context would be frostbite. Okay, a sickness that comes as a result from being excessively cold. Vishnei and emisim esakvia, and both extreme temperatures are bad for the body. This, of course, according to the Malbim, is nothing more than a proverb. It's just a metaphor for life. V'chein behanhagas hanifashos. The same can be said in terms of the conduct of the soul. A person tries to do too much, they get burned. A person tries to do too little, they get frozen out. The same kind of metaphor for the spirit we have for the body. In the same way the body benefits from having mild temperatures, the soul benefits from a mild approach to mitzvos and averos. Shomer nafsho yirchak min hakitzavos v'yelech b'derech hayashar hamimutza. And so concludes the Malbim, a person who cares for his nefesh. You see, sometimes he thinks that the language of the proverb is built into the proverb itself. Heat and cold can be damaging on a crooked road. A person should protect their soul from both of them. Not too hot, not too cold. The porridge needs to be just right. Now, the reason this pasuk drew my attention was not only because it has two very different translations, which is somewhat rare but not unheard of in Mishle. One version is it's talking about thorns and snares that will hurt you along the road. The second is it's talking about hot and cold temperatures. But the reason that I drew my attention was because of a Gemara that I remembered, which quotes this pasuk in a very interesting way. The Gemara in Brachos, which I'm going to share with you right now, the Gemara in Brachos is a very famous statement from Rabbi Chanina. This is Brachos, Daf, Lamed, Gimel, Amid Beis. I think it's the kind of Gemara that you read the first half and somebody else reads the second half. So the first half of the Gemara says, Rabbi Chanina, Hakol bidei Shamayim. Everything in life comes from Shamayim. Chutz miyira Shamayim. It's a great pun, right? It's a great riddle. Rabbi Chanina says, everything in life comes from heaven except for fear of heaven. As the pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Jewish people at the end of his life, "Yata Yisrael, Ba Hashem Elokecha Shoel Meimach, Kiyim Liira." What's God asking of you? Moshe says he's not asking so much; he's just asking you to fear him. Now, this pasuk happens to be very consistent with the themes of Yiras Hashem that appear in Mishle. But Rabbi Chanina has a very interesting philosophical statement that he derives from Moshe Rabbeinu's charge to the people at the end of his life. He says, what does God want from you anyway? Hashem takes care of everything. Everything that happens in life comes directly from God. The only thing Hashem asks of you is that you should fear him. Now, you could understand this Gemara in many different ways, but perhaps the simplest or the one that feels most comfortable to me is that this is just a statement about emunah. You know, God can make you rich. God can make you poor. God can make you healthy. God can make you weak. God can do all of that to you. But your mission in life is to have faith in God. So the only thing Hashem can't do for you is fulfill the essence of your mission, which is your faith. So everything is up to heaven, except for Yirat Shamayim. Now, the reason I mention this Gemara today is because there is a parallel Gemara that is much less familiar, but very important for us. The Gemara tells us as follows. This is a Gemara on your screen, Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. This is the upper section of the page. Here we are, the top. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. My dechsev, what does Chabakuk mean in his prophecy when he says, V'ta'aseh Adam kidgei hayam kiremes lomo shalvo. Lama nimshalu b'nei Adam kidgei hayam. Chabakuk refers to the Jewish people or humanity as a whole like fish in the sea. So what does that mean? Lomer lecha, ma adagim shevayam kivan sha'olim liyabasha miyad mesim. When the fish get washed up onto the shore, they immediately die. They have to stay within their water. Af b'nei Adam kivan sheparsha midivrei Torah min ha-mitzvos miyad mesim. As soon as a Jew separates himself from Torah and mitzvos, he dies. He's like a fish out of water. Davar acher, ma adagim shevayam kivan shekadra aleim chama miyad mesim. B'nei Adam kivan shekadra aleim chama miyad mesim. The same thing can be true. The fish, when they get hit by the heat, they get overheated, they die instantly. The same is true when human beings get punished, so they die very quickly as well. So the Gemara says, what is happening here? Is it talking about fish is a metaphor for the way we conduct ourselves in this world or in the next world? So means Hashem is talking, the Chabakuk is talking about life in this world. In this world, we need to be surrounded by Torah and mitzvah. So we're compared to fish, like the fish can't be out of water. And in Olam Haba, we're like the fish that is sensitive to the punishments that we receive in Gehenna. And if we're talking about the metaphor for physical life, human life on earth, so it's consistent with Rabbi Chanina. What does Rabbi Chanina say? Dam Rabbi Chanina, Hakol bidei shamayim, chutz mi tzinim pachim. This is the language of our pasuk in Mishlei. Everything comes from heaven except for. Now it's interesting. You'll notice in the English translation here it says colds and snares, right? Like it's a combination of both of the interpretations that we saw. But that's not significant. We see the text for ourselves. Rabbi Chanina says everything comes from Shamayim except for Tzinim Pachim, which either means thorns and snares or hot and cold. As the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Tzinim Pachim, B'derech Kesh, Shomer Nafsho Yerchak Mehem. So it's interesting that you have these two parallel Gemaras. You have Rabbi Chanina in Brachos and Daf Lamed Gimel, and then you have Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel Lamed Beis, where Rabbi Chanina seems to be trying to articulate the very same thing in two different ways. The first is everything is up to us except for Yirat Shamayim. Rabbi Chanina says that's only true to a certain extent. Everything is up to us except for Tzinim. Everything is up to heaven except for Tzinim Upachim. Now, what the commentaries say, look, you look at Rashi on this Gemara and others, is that what Rabbi Chanina is saying is that although we depend on Hashem for many things, we can't depend on miracles for things that are within our own control. I think Rashi says in this Gemara, if a person doesn't want to get a cold, they have to put a coat on. Sounds like every mother to every child in all of history. Hakol bidei shamayim, everything's up to God, but if you don't put on a coat, you're going to get pneumonia. That's just the way it is. So this is really interesting because it is a important way of thinking about what's happening here in our perek. Just maybe we're reconstructing it to a certain extent. What seems to be is that the Malbim makes this point as well, but the basic premise of this perek is that there are things that are within our control and things that are not within our control. So to a certain extent, the Asher V'Rash Nifgashu Osa Kulam Hashem is not everything is up to us. We're going to go like fluctuate over the course of life, and that's perfectly normal. And at the same time, Arum Ra'a Ravai Vinistar, that person sees bad things coming, they have a responsibility to duck. They have a responsibility to get out of the way. So when it comes to Yiras Hashem, Ikev Anava Yiras Hashem, a person needs to be humble in order to fear God. But Tzinim Pachim, B'derech Kesh, means it's also not just, it's not everything that we do has to be heavenly. Some of the things that we do are simply because we are responsible to take care of ourselves. So certainly during a year where we've been asked to take care of ourselves medically to the extreme, to take extremes, to make sure that society is healthy, I thought it was interesting to kind of look back at this pasuk and to see the way that Rabbi Hanina uses it famously in Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel as a reminder that to a certain extent, it's all about Yiras Hashem, but there's also a certain amount of responsibility and autonomy, and even Shlomo HaMelech and thinking about Bechira and free choice reminds us that we have to be responsible for making the best choices for ourselves as well. Let's hold here.